Siddhanta Sarshati Goshami Raj Prabhupad Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Shrida Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sri Siddhartha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Pradip Dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Gangamayi ki jai, Chamanamayi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. A copy of Bhagavad Gita. We can begin by asking if you could please see that your cell phones are turned off or silent. All mobiles, silent or off, please. Ooh, we're waiting for you, Anna.
Just getting the book.
I don't know what else you're getting. This is what Paulette is asking for. Thank you all very much for coming. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 15th chapter, texts 3 and 4. Narupamasyeha tato palakvate nanto nachadir nachasam pratishta ashvatthamenam suvirutamulam asanga shastrena Vidhena Chitva Tata Padam Tat Padi Margatavyam Yasmin Gatana Nivartanti Puyaha Tameva Chadyam Purusham Kapalye Yata Pravritti Prasurta Pudani. Om Agyanatim Yinandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudevam Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapatakamamad Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhandita. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kam Shanagogangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabh Anu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Golpataru Pyascha Kripa Sindho Pyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gopaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this portion of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has described a tree. Urdhva Mula Madhashaka, Ashvatthama. Ashvatthama. Ketarutama. Prahuravyam. The tree is described as having its roots up and its branches down. And it's a very complex tree, so many roots and branches going everywhere. That tree has as its leaves the Vedic hymns and so many complicated things. The twigs are the objects of the senses. The branches are nourished by the three modes of material nature. The tree of fruitive activities in this material world. That it's upside down means what? You've seen an upside down tree?
It's reflection.
When you see the tree in the water, the branches are down, the roots are up. Now Krishna says, the real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began, and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. Purport. It is now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. Since the root is upwards, the extension of the real tree is at the other end. When entangled with this material expansion, with the material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet one has to find out the cause. I am the son of my father. My father is the son of such and such person, etc. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Finally, in this way, when one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the end of research work. One has to search out that origin of the tree the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the association of persons who are in knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality. And by knowledge, one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in the real tree. This entangling tree means the tree of material activities in this world. But one has to find out the source of that tree. The material world has so many bewildering varieties, so many entanglements, so much maya. But where does it come from? The impersonalists say that it comes from Brahma, from the Absolute. But the Absolute has no form, no qualities, no pastimes, according to them. So if there are no varieties, where do the varieties here come from? If you have a tree in the water, which is reflected, then the tree on the bank has to have similar varieties. If there's green in the tree in the water, there has to be green in the tree on the land. If there are fruits on the tree in the water, there have to be fruits in the tree in the land. The tree on the land can't be devoid of qualities, devoid of everything. It must be full of varieties, but permanent varieties. The tree in the water is illusory because it's not substantial. You put your hand in to get the fruit and the tree disappears. And the tree on the land is substantial. More substantial than what's in the water. Now the Mayavadi theory that when you get to the end there's nothing, or there's simply as good as nothing, something nirvishesh, no varieties. That theory can't account for things. Rather, the opposite of the material world is the spiritual world, where there are transcendental qualities, forms, pastimes, everything. So, one has to seek that personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gives the idea that I have my father, he has his father, his father, his father. Finally you go back, 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 you come to Brahma. Brahma comes from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Finally, the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is the expansion of Mahavishnu. Finally you get to Krishna. Govindamadi Purusham Tamam. The word asanga is very important in this connection because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures. And one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge. As a result of such discussion, in the association of devotees, One comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. The description of that place, whence having gone, one never returns to this false reflected tree, is given here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original root from whom everything is emanated. To gain the favor of that Personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender. And this is a result of performing devotional service by hearing, chanting, etc. He is the cause of the extension of the material world. This has already been explained by the Lord Himself. Aham sarvasya prabhuvah. I am the origin of everything. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of the strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders to Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. Asanga shastrena shridhena chitra. One has to cut oneself off from this entangling tree. And for that, a weapon is needed. Shastra. Shastra means a weapon. Shastrena. Asanga shastrena. The weapon of detachment. In material life, where we have so many attachments in terms of our sense enjoyment. A child is attached to his toys, a young boy is attached to his bicycle, an old boy is attached to so many things. One is attached to family, home, possessions. As long as I have attachment to all these things, how can I go back to God? I have to stay here because I'm attached here. That attachment is unnecessary, but bewildered by illusion, we falsely attach ourselves to these temporary things, thinking this is real, this is what everything is about. But one has to transfer that detachment to Krishna, that attachment to Krishna. That's the project. The attachment must be transferred to Krishna. Then detachment will automatically be there. Simply detachment is very difficult. To become detached from so many things, not a very easy job. But if one becomes attached to Krishna, then automatically detachment follows. Bhaktir parasyanu pavo viraktir anyatrucham. When one is attached to the process of devotional service and one is attached to Krishna, automatically, automatically detachment follows. But dridhena, that requires serious determination. Not that I simply, I do some devotional service and I get free from material. It's not a casual thing. It's like making money is not a casual thing. Those who are householders, they don't just casually make a few dollars here or there, a few rupees here or there. They have to be very serious. Where is that money? Where is that money? Or anything, some scientific discovery. Well, this scientist or mathematician, he's always flogging his brain. What is the solution?
very serious.
Or the athletes, they want to win some contest. They're always at it, practicing. And we think that we'll go back to Godhead by a little casual interest. It's not so easy. Oh, if one wants to attain the real goal of life, then it requires determination. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha Nishtraya Taryat Satat Karma Tavartanat Sangatyagat Satovate Shadbir Pabdir Pasityate. Devotional service becomes successful when we perform it with enthusiasm, utsaha, nishchay, with confidence, dharya, patience and determination, following the regulative principles, avoiding materialistic association, and following the footsteps of the great devotees. And then it's possible. Utsaha, when we're enthusiastic, then we can accomplish so much. Enthusiasm is like a great engine. Everything runs on enthusiasm. And one should have confidence that because I'm following the authorized process, authentic process recommended by the Shastras, the Acharyas, and definitely I'll get the result. But I have to be patient. I probably gave the example. When a woman gets married, if she then asks, well, now I'm married, where's my child? That's unreasonable. Now you're married, you wait for some time, you serve your husband, and because you're married, you'll get a child. But it requires some patience also. So the devotional process will be effective when we follow it patiently. We shouldn't be disappointed if we don't immediately attain highest stage. Utsaha nishchaya tarya tat tat karma pravartanam. We should continue to follow the rules and regulations, follow the various practices that will nurture our devotional service. The devotional service is compared to a plant. You get the seed from the spiritual master and you water it by hearing and chanting. And then it will grow. We have to keep the weeds out, the various offenses, especially material contaminations. And the plant will grow up past all the material planets, up into the spiritual sky, past all the Vaikuntha planets, finally to the lotus feet of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. Tat tat karma pravartana. We should follow these regular practices of hearing, chanting, serving Krishna. And sangatyaga, a satsangat tyaga. We should avoid bad association. What is bad association? Stri sangyeka shatra. Those who are attached to women for sense gratification. Stri sangyeka. The materialistic life is cemented by this stri sangi, I was on, now things have advanced so nicely in Bangalore that on the trains they've installed these television monitors so that you can have the benefit of Sri Sangeet's broadcast to you while you're trying to get from one place to another. It's so foolish. It's always the same thing. Boy is mad after a girl, the girl is mad after a boy. And they're singing and they're dancing. And they're in love and they're enjoying. Well, the world is full of fools like that. And we should avoid them. Sri Sangeet, those who think that they'll be happy by enjoying in the company of women. Sri Sangeet Ekashantu and Krishna Bhakta, and those who are non-devotees or against devotional service to the Lord, we should avoid. Rather, we should associate with devotees. Sadhu Shangana, Sadhu Shangana, Sarva Shastra Koi, Nava Mantra, Sadhu Shangas, Sarva Shastra Koi. Just by a moment's association with an advanced devotee, one can attain all perfection. Well, the materialistic association should be avoided, and the association of devotees we should aspire for. And Chitovritte, we should follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, the great devotees. That will make our life successful. The whole basis of the program is attachment to Krishna. And there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Vasagurna. Purna Shruthaya Chirukta Vinnata Namana. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on the tip of the tongue, Krishna's presence. So, our program is simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The more we become attached to this chanting of Hare Krishna, the more it becomes successful.
Okay. Are there any questions?
We can trace back the origin, like who is my father and his father, and like that, we can go and find out that Supreme Lord is also a person. So sometimes they give this funny logic of anthropomorphism, that you are, because a human is considering that his source is human and then his source is human. So they give this funny logic that if another subhuman species were to consider that his source and his source, so original source would also be that species. And not some human. So actually, I was little struggling to answer from which branch.
All right. So then the pig will come to Varahadev. In Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Nrisingadev, it said that the Lord appears in every species of life. So if the other species of life could also follow this logical process, then the fish would come to Matsyavatar, the pigs would come to Varahadev, and then the Varahadev, the Matsya, they're expansions of Krishna. So still you come to Krishna. How's that? Hmm? Yes, Prahlad Maharaj says, you appear in every species. Not all the incarnations are described, but they're there. And what's their alternative theory? What is their idea? I have my father, his father, his father. Then, at the beginning, what? Big Bang evolution.
The origin of life, they will talk about evolution.
Yeah, and at the beginning, what is there? They'll talk about evolution. But what is there in the beginning?
Primordial soup.
And where does the soup come from? You go to the restaurant and you get order soup, but the soup has to come from somewhere. So if there's primordial soup, who's cooking? Where does the soup come from? What do they say? Then they have no theory. For soup, someone has to supply the ingredients, someone has to supply the fire, someone has to stir and put the ingredients together. Soup doesn't just assemble itself out of nothing. Some intelligent person has to prepare the soup, and the ingredients have to come. So they should explain where the ingredients have come from this soup, and how the ingredients have been prepared. If there's a evolutionary process, who's established this process? How is this process come into existence? Laws of nature, laws of genetics, who made the laws, where did the laws come from? They should explain these things. Otherwise they're bluffing. Apart from which, the so-called process of evolution has so many problems. A new book is there from BBT coming soon, Rethinking Darwin. Because Darwin's theory has so many problems, which are swept under the rug, but they're there. That all right? Something else?
As you talked about like how in devotional service also we need like the single-mindedness, the athletes and all that example. So it is like very strange, people glorify that focused single-mindedness when it comes to these fields of athletes.
And then when you become single-minded about Krishna consciousness, they say you're a fanatic. Right? If you become single-minded about being the best swimmer or the best jumper or the best muscle builder, then they'll say, oh, he's so serious. And if you become serious about Krishna consciousness, they say, oh, he's such a fanatic. That means they're fools. If you're serious about Maya, that's very good. If you're serious about Krishna, well, that's fanaticism. So in our view, they're fanatics. They're sense gratification fanatics. They're working just to get money. They're money fanatics. And money just to spend for sense of money. Yeah, it's stupid. For some material thing, you should be totally focused. And for spiritual life, you should be hanging in the clouds, not take it very seriously. Because they can't do it. if you told them that you just go out the door and 10 feet to the right, you just dig 6 feet under the ground and there's 10 lakhs of rupees buried, they wouldn't just walk out there and say, well, they'd be out there with their shovels and their picks and their digging and digging and digging. To get a little money. They'd work day and night before someone else comes. They'd be digging and digging through the whole night. It could rain, it could anything, they'll still work. And if you give your attention like that for Krishna, they'll say you're a fanatic. See the fun. Something else? Okay. Yes.
Actually, it's not a question. I just want to... The question was till yesterday and I got the answer, so I just want to thank you, Mother. Like, till yesterday morning, one question was raised about how our current acharyas are not showing any mystic power and all this thing in the Sunday fish lecture. So, till yesterday, I had so many questions and life was like hell because of those questions. And but when you gave your time to me and I got answers of many of those questions. So I was just thinking over the today morning's question that like if it would have been any yogi or any Sai Baba or anybody, he wouldn't have answered this question just by his ash. So, and what you not only have given the answers, but you also gave Krishna in front. So, and Krishna can give you anything, right, from ash, cash, or answers to questions, or pure devotional services. So, devotees and the Maharaj and all the acharyas today are giving Krishna, who is the greatest of all mystics. So, just having this thought. So, thank you, Maharaj, for that.
Thank you very much. Nice thoughts. Yeah, what? Even if some rascal produces some ash, what will you do with the ash? The ash isn't cash. Oh, he's produced some ash. So what? Light a fire, you'll produce some ash also. But what's the use of the ash? We're more interested in the fire than the ash. The ash is just the waste product left at the end. Transcendental knowledge is more valuable than... Even if he produces cash, gold, watch, well, what is that compared to transcendental knowledge? Nice. We're not bluffing, we're not doing some cheap magic. We're simply speaking what Krishna has spoken in Bhagavad Gita as it is. And therefore it has so much value. Well, everyone should do that. It's not only the sannyasi who's supposed to come and speak about Krishna. Everyone. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, give this knowledge of Krishna. Give this knowledge of Krishna. Okay, should we have a little kirtan? Yes, oh, another question. You have to be loved.
One needs to be enthusiastic in the ocean life. Many people, we all come to the ocean life, but sometimes there's some dissensions, there's difference of opinion.
You're way in the back and you're speaking low, so it doesn't work.
We all come to the ocean life and we are very enthusiastic. And due to some little confusion, then we dissension, there's little quarrel and things like that, we see enthusiasm goes off.
Therefore one has to be patient. Not that because I came to devotional life and there's some disagreement, now I lose my enthusiasm. It's natural that there'll be disagreement. As soon as there's two people, there's three different opinions. That's to be expected. But the center is Krishna. Even in the spiritual world, there's some disagreement about how to serve Krishna. And that's not a problem. There's competition in the spiritual world. There's disagreement. But the center is Krishna. Here in the material world, the center is Maya. But there's some disagreement, you shouldn't be disturbed. Even if we think this disagreement is Maya. So Maya, let me be Krishna conscious. Not because that because someone else is in Maya, I have to be in Maya. But when the center is Krishna, then even disagreement, you know, will carry on. Otherwise, it's Maya's trick. They're fighting, so I lose my Krishna consciousness. So they're in Maya now, I'm also in Maya. Then the next man sees, oh, he's now, he's... And the next man also falls into Maya. No. There's a bridge in New York City called the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's like the Howard Bridge, you know, big bridge. And the expression is that not because it's not that because somebody's jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, you also have to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. It's like something your mother will say. Not that because your sister's jumped, if your sister jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge, not that you also have to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. So if somebody's in Maya or someone's forgetting Krishna, not that you also have to forget Krishna. It can be a lesson for us that Maya is so strong that even those who've taken to devotional life sometimes get caught up in arguments, get caught up in some distraction. I have to be so serious. But if they're serious, they'll continue. They have some disagreement about how to serve Krishna, and they fight for some time and then they go on serving. Meanwhile, you saw the fight and you fell into Maya, you gave up serving. That's not very good. And now I'm in this movement for what, 40 some odd years. So I've seen so many disagreements among devotees, GBC men, temple presidents, sannyasis, disagree. But they go on. They disagree, they fight it out over some issue, and they go on serving. And that's the thing. Just like over regarding the country, generals may disagree. We should follow this strategy. No, we should follow that strategy. No, we should follow that. No, we should. But what's the central point? The central point is the country. Even if one is saying this strategy, but the center is the country. On that, they're in agreement always. So we should keep these things in view. Okay? Yes. Oh, a little note. Jiva, the living being, wants to enjoy a material world devoid of Vishnu. But why is there so much competition between jivas in this material world? Jiva didn't ask for competition. No, Jiva didn't ask for competition. He asked to be in charge of everything. But all the jivas asked to be in charge of everything. And therefore, they were all in competition. I'll be God. No, I'll be God. No, I'll be God. I'll be the enjoyer. No, I'll be the enjoyer. Simple thing. Man wants to enjoy a woman. Simple. But seven other men want to enjoy the same woman. So then they're fighting. They didn't ask for competition. But the competition is there. Because each has his own selfish interest at heart. I want to enjoy, you want to enjoy, he wants to enjoy, he wants to enjoy. Everyone wants to enjoy. So each of us has a competing interest. So we have to expect competition. But in the spiritual world, there's only one interest. And Krishna should enjoy. There can be millions and billions of jivas, but the central focus is one. How Krishna will enjoy. He probably gives the example, you throw a rock in the water and it makes circles. And you throw another rock and then it makes other circles and the circles clash. You throw a third rock and then more clashing, fourth rock. But if you could throw all the rocks in exactly the same place, the circles would all be concentric, all harmonious. Because they're all extending from the same central point. The central point is Krishna. When Krishna is in the center, even if there's competition, competition is blissful. Because the competition is all going to that same point. Just like I'm trying to serve the country, you're trying to serve. So we're all, the more we're all trying to serve, even if we're competing to serve, the more the country benefits. But when I'm trying to serve myself, you're trying to serve yourself. That's a different thing. So we didn't ask for competition, we just asked to be number one. But everyone else asks for the same thing. Therefore, there's competition. And everyone's competing in illusion because no one is number one except Krishna. Our subject, everyone else is Krishna's servant. All right, shall we have a little kirtan?
Hare Krishna.